This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Mark Boulanger. In India, 60 groups have called on the government to investigate the giant retailer Walmart. The call comes as the government is considering opening up the country's economy to more foreign direct investment, known as FDI. I talked to Alka Belsiga about the request to investigate Walmart's practices. Ms. Belsiga is head of the Commerce Department for UNI, the Global Union Federation for Skills and Services. UNI has been at the forefront of the campaign against Walmart's anti-union, anti-local supplier practices, especially in South Africa. In the first of a two-part series, I asked Ms. Belsiga about the reasons behind the request to investigate Walmart as it tries to enter India.
Well, this request comes in light of the corruption scandal related to Walmart in Mexico, where the company secured its expansion in the retail market through corruptive practices. There are subsequent criminal and civil procedures underway in Mexico and in the United States for these practices. And we're supporting this call because we believe that an inquiry into the behavior of the company is also required for India, because if Walmart is allowed to be to enter India and invest there and expand its operations in the country, I think India has an obligation to ensure that the kind of practices that were unveiled in Mexico are not going to also be used in India. And there is a very, very strong feeling in India among a large variety of groups on this issue, which you can see from the diversity of the organizations that have signed this letter. We're talking about traders, manufacturers, hawkers, farmers, FDI Watch, and UNI has kind of formed a coalition with all these groups to look into the impact of Walmart's possible entry into the country. And we really want to show what potential damage Walmart's entry could show if they would be allowed to implement the same kind of operations, the same kind of fraud system that was covered up in Mexico, also in India.
What is the Walmart effect that UNI refers to when it discusses Walmart?
So Walmart is the world's largest retailer and the third largest private employer in the world. They had a sales of more than $422 billion last year, which means it's a giant company with a lot of power. And from our experience, Walmart is also a company that has a very bad track record in terms of violating laws protecting workers' rights. It's very aggressive anti-union in the United States and other countries as well. And we have seen in a large number of countries that the presence of Walmart has had a very devastating effect on small business businesses in the surrounding areas. There is also a very substantial negative impact on employment growth and survival of smaller stores. What we have seen is that for every three Walmart jobs that are being created, two other retail jobs in the area are being destroyed. In addition to that, we have seen a very negative impact on the supply chain. The intermediaries like wholesalers and middlemen are being negatively impacted by the company because the company, through its power and global reach, is able to go directly to the suppliers.
What can India learn from Walmart's behavior in South Africa and elsewhere?
When Walmart entered South Africa through a merger with the local company Massmart, there was great resistance from a large variety of stakeholders within South Africa. And while there were no traditional competition issues at stake, the South African legal system provides for an opportunity to look into public interest of such a merger. And UNI, together with our local affiliates, SACAO, we argued that because of the bad track record that the company had, there is a great likelihood that there would be a negative impact on labor conditions in the retail and supply chain with Walmart's entry into the country. And that could have a potentially very negative impact on the whole domestic industry and therefore on the society and the economy as such. There was then a procedure where an investigation took place through the Competition Commission in South Africa. It was found that the tribunal decided that the merger was to go ahead, but only under a certain number of conditions that had been set, where the Competition Tribunal said that the company had to continue to recognize the existing union, that there would be no retrenchments, that and that a fund had to be set up where Walmart had to participate in developing local suppliers. And what we're saying as uni is that if India now allows FDI retail and Walmart with that into the country, that the government of India should take very carefully thought through steps to guarantee that the retail workers and the supply chain in India are not badly affected by the Walmart entry into the country, as we have seen in other countries. So we're suggesting to the Indian government to put very strong conditions and safeguards into place to make sure that the extent of Walmart's impact is being limited, and to make sure that everybody in the Indian society can participate in a good way and benefit from the development of the economy.
Why is Uni developing a global Walmart campaign?
Well, as I said, Walmart is the largest retailer in the world. And for us at Uni, they are our main target, because we believe that Walmart, as the industry leader, is trying to set a lot of very bad practices into the industry. A lot of other companies, not only retailers, admire the company for the business model that they have developed, which is based on everyday low prices, which they achieve through low cost, and that low cost model is fed by pressing down on suppliers, on retailers, and on the whole chain, in order to make the company the biggest profits. So we're believing that it is important for us to get transparency into the operations of the company. We want to raise awareness about the track record of the company. And we believe it's time for Walmart to change their operational model, to change their attitude towards unions and workers, to become more respectful. And we think it's time for them to come around the table and to recognize labor rights everywhere. We have seen in a number of countries where there is a tradition of recognizing unions that Walmart will adhere to those local traditions, not voluntarily, but just because they are forced so by circumstances. But that's what we would like to see everywhere, that Walmart shows respect for everybody who is working for them or supplying them, and makes them benefit from the successful model that they have developed.
What can Uni and its affiliated unions and other global union federations do to make sure that Walmart is forced to respect labor rights?
We have formed a number of alliances of unions who are representing workers as Walmart. We have the Uni Americas Walmart Alliance, which brings together unions from South America and North America. We've just recently launched a National Shop Steward Works Council for South Africa and an African Network of Unions on Walmart. And we are also in the process of developing a global alliance of unions in Walmart. And I believe, because Uni is in the end the organization representing retail workers, that there is room for us to have closer cooperation with the other global unions in order to make sure that also the workers in the supply chain of Walmart and in distribution becoming part of this global campaign, so that we can hold Walmart accountable and bring them to the table and make sure that they adhere to labor standards throughout their operations.